Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, that's me. Good day, America. Welcome to The Sports Attack. Bob Black, Scott Cuddy out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still read the telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio is the way you go about finding us. And, you know, look, it's all about radio on the go. Various different ways, devices, platforms you can use to get not only this great show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is this: iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. All those platforms are available for you. If you got all the devices, the Android phone, the iPoppy, the iWatch, the iTablet, the Yeah, you know what I'm talking about here. Look, you're heading out the door. The snow, as fast as it came down yesterday and much as it buried us, it is melting every bit as quickly. The kids are back out going to school. The doggers are dogging. The joggers are jogging. And everybody is heading off to work, depending on where you're employed. So we only get you for a brief period of time. And look, if we're going to have you for that brief period of time, I want you listening to me, plain and simple. So go to iHeart. We'll just use them as an example, /talk. There's a listen live capacity. We're right there. Any of the archive stuff, you just heard the Jefe leading into me, and you can get all of the interviews that are being done on his show, on my show, whatever the circumstances are. It's all right there for you at the given moment. So, like I said, we only get you for a brief period of time. Make sure you're tuning in to The Sports Attack. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Bob Black 71, if Twitter is more your thing. For many of you, it is. So I want you to be a part of the program. Now, most important for us, and we talk about it each and every day, you know what's going around the world. You hear the news at the top of the hour. You're on your various different websites getting yourself informed on what happens, because everybody's an expert now. Well, the American Forces Radio Network is very important to us. And these kids are all around the world protecting our six, whether it's in Southeast Asia, whether it's in the Middle East, whether it's here domestically. Well, guess what? You see somebody in a uni, go up to them, thank them, give them a handshake, buy them a cup of coffee, whatever you need to do, because they're running towards harm's way while we run away from it. We're going to set up the table right after this short timeout. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to ComScore total visits.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
3 minutes left in the first half. Nevada, turnover. Martin had it stripped, uncontested the other way. Custer lays it in. And Loyola, once down, does a dozen, is within a penny at 24-23.
That's a defense I was talking to you about. Now they're helping. Before, it was like literally man-to-man with no help.
Loyola fans on their feet.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Scott being kind enough to play the one highlight of the one game that I got right yesterday. Man, when you have a tournament like this going on, if you're not entertained, and I know I've said there's very little juice in this tournament, and maybe the ratings are going to prove that out. We'll find out, because the big boys keep falling over and over again. But I'll tell you something, as far as pure basketball excitement, as far as the ability to keep the fans interested and spark up conversation at the water cooler and all that kind of good stuff, man, this tournament doesn't get any better than this. And last night was living proof of it. Three real upsets. I mean, real upsets. Maybe not so much the Michigan-Texas A&M, but the level of blowout, and we'll get to that game in a couple of minutes, was certainly unexpected. And Texas A&M was playing the best basketball in the tournament, but the two Cinderellas met up in Nevada and Chicago, Loyola Chicago. Loyola Chicago moves on. The nun keeps on rolling, and the story keeps on going. Texas A&M getting its hiney handed to them by Michigan, who just dominated the basketball game against a team that I thought was better, frankly. And then the Kentucky freshman didn't show up and showed absolutely no class going off the court by not shaking the hands of the Kansas State players. And Cal, you got to coach your players better than that. I'm sorry. And you got to address it. And then Leonard Hamilton shutting my butt up, because Leonard Hamilton's team is in the Elite Eight, 75-60 over Gonzaga, and they have a real shot now until he screws something up with the X's and O's. But we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about the National Football League as player movement continues, including a big trade here in New York, NBA action going on as well. And Johnny Manziel in the news, as he was at the University of San Diego throwing footballs, and 13 NFL teams were watching him do it. He's going to land a job. He's going to land a job. There was also a protest outside the Sacramento arena with fans protesting the shooting of an unarmed man. in his backyard when the police allegedly mistook a cell phone for a gun. And we'll be talking about that when we get into the NBA talk. But let's roll to the college basketball conversation. And like I said last night, and thanks, Scott, for being kind, Loyola of Chicago in the first game, 69-68 over Nevada, in what was just a terrific basketball game. Loyola was up at halftime by 4 points, got down into double digits, and then came roaring back at the back end of it and won their game 69-68 over the Wolfpack. And Nevada represented well. It wasn't like they choked it away. Loyola just refuses to go away within this tournament. And whatever you want to credit it to, the nun, karma, Cinderella, whatever the circumstances are, there's Marquise Towns delivered this time around. He only had 15 points combined in the first two games, but didn't matter. Porter Moser, who's got ice water running through his veins, just said, go get it, son. He had the ball in front of the Loyola bench, and Towns drops the three, and that's it. 6.3 seconds remaining. That was it. Boom, bam, boom. Done. 18 points in the game after 15 combined. It was amazing. There was a timeout. Caleb Martin answered with a three, but it just didn't happen. And a wonderful basketball game between two talented teams. And anybody thinks these two teams aren't talented, don't belong where they are right now, Sweet 16 / Grade 8 now, you haven't been watching. Loyola's 31-5 now. And look, they keep walking the tight walk, the tightrope, and they're going to face Kansas State, who beat Kentucky, and we'll get to that in a couple minutes. But considering this is a program that hadn't been in a Sweet 16 in 33 years, I think most of the alum that were around are maybe not around so much anymore. But they just keep rolling along. They're not feeling it. They're not feeling the pressure. Clayton Custer, who's usually the leader, just said it perfectly. He goes, Towns was the best player on the court tonight. Martin had 21 for Nevada. Cody Martin had 16. Jordan Carolina had 19. I mean, it was balanced. There was no issue there. Eric Musselman's a hell of a good coach. Like I said, Loyola trailed by 12 at 20-8. Had the lead at halftime. They closed the half on a 20-4 run. And their defense, Loyola's defense, was really what mattered. Nevada couldn't score. They didn't score in the final 8 minutes before the break. And where Loyola was making hay was in the paint. Everything was layups, down low. And they weren't afraid because the Wolfpack they were blocking shots. But they kept going in, going in, going in. Now, you know, there is history here with Loyola. Loyola won an NCAA championship back in 1963. I was. You know, a lot of the alum was in attendance. Sister Schmidt was in attendance. God bless her. 98 years old, still rolling along, literally. Now, she had him going out in the Sweet 16. She plays a bracket, by the way, in case you were wondering. She plays a bracket. She had him going out in this round. So, you know, I'm sure the players had a little something to say to her. But, you know, again, they're going to face Kansas State, who took care of its business against Kentucky. Now, Nevada's losing some seniors, and there'll be questions as to whether or not they'll make it back to the tournament, but their two best players are the twins. And they're juniors. They're going to both come back as seniors, so chances are pretty good that Eric Musselman's going to have a pretty solid team again. You know, unfortunately, with their conference, they probably need to win it in order to get into it. But this deep run will go a little ways. The kids having been there a little ways will help a little bit. And that's pretty good. Now, you know, again, you look at these and you say, well, these teams can't win. They can't do this. They can't do that. Well, this is a different year. This is a completely different year. And I don't know to say, hey, you know, this can't, whatever the circumstances are. I mean, who am I to say? These teams are playing extraordinary basketball in a year where you're looking at the who's left, and it's, you know, do I expect them to beat a Duke somewhere down the line or a Kansas somewhere down the line? And you have to think within Vegas right now, they're the prohibitive favorites to get there. Nova, obviously, is still in the tournament, but these storylines are great. And one of the big four bit the dust yesterday. And nobody expected that. Look, they got beat by a big conference team. But the reality is what are the big four, even though they were a five seed, is out of the tournament. So Cinderella continues to go to the ball. The slipper still fits. And the pumpkin hasn't arrived yet. So we'll see. When we come back, more NCAA basketball. I'm Bob Black. Scott Cuddy on the West Coast making sure it happens. We'll be back right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, they there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
40 on the game clock. Here we go. All tied at 58. Stokes gets it into the corner to Brown. He took the shot last time. He takes it up to midcourt and dribbles it there with the left hand at the waist.
Clear out the right side of him.
Here comes a double team. He passes it away. Wainwright on the wing. 13 to shoot in the corner. It goes now to McGurl. 10 on the shot clock. Back to the timeline. Brown dribbles in with the left hand. Gets to the basket and scores it.
What a shot.
Kansas State by two with 18 seconds left.
What a shot.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
We'll leave that one alone as we go back to live radio. Welcome back, Bob Black, Scott Cuddy on the West Coast. Jesus Lord, it's good to have somebody that actually presses the button. 61-58, Kansas State over Kentucky. In a really good basketball game, Kentucky lost because they played Kansas State's pace. That's literally what the synopsis of this game is. Snead dropped 32 on him. Brown dropped 13. It wasn't a high-scoring game. Kentucky could have had this game. Gilgeous Alexander, 15 points. He missed a three at the buzzer. He shot 2 of 10. And for a guy who came along very slowly over the course of the year, he made his free throws. This is a game. It's not going to hurt him in his draft stock because he's going to come out. And he's in the... just outside of the top 10, maybe in the teens. And I told you yesterday, he'll probably move into the top 10. And I still believe that. Because once he starts individual workouts and all that kind of good stuff. I do believe it'll happen. But he didn't have the opportunity, at least in this particular instance, to get it done, or he had the opportunity, he just didn't get it done at the buzzer. And it's not going to hurt the draft stock, but it did end up eliminating Kentucky from the tournament 61-58. Bruce Weber's team played exactly how Bruce Weber wants to play. He slowed them down. He played defense. And Kentucky had no answers. Kentucky statistically was better. They outshot him 38% to 35%. They out-rebounded him 38 to 29. 15 turnovers to 10. That was the difference in the ballgame. Right there. And this is a stat that gets overlooked a lot of times. Ball movement was on the side of K-State. There was way too much one-on-one with Kentucky. They didn't move the ball around. They only had 6 assists in the basketball game. And Bruce Weber's team was playing such good defense that it ended up being a lot of ISO ball. And Kentucky was not up to the task. It was as simple as that. Now, when you look at it and you see a team that has the talent that Kentucky has, you expect more out of them. Part of this was on Cal, and he took the hit at the end of the game and said the way he drew things up didn't work out. But, you know, it's still on the players. Players have to perform. And they didn't do it. And they didn't get it done. You know, again, I expected Kentucky to move on here just because of the fact that Bruce Weber's teams or usually offensively challenged. And this was no exception. They were. But when you look at what could have been and what should have been, you got to give credit to K-State. It's literally that simple. Now, you would hope that the kids would learn from this. A lot of them are going to move on. But those that do stay, and some of them should stay, maybe they learn a lesson from this, and next year when they're back in the tournament, and they will be back in the tournament, they're able to figure it out. Now, you know, again, there's no great mystery to what Kentucky does and why it turns out the way it turns out. Sometimes they win and they go deep. Sometimes the freshmen are freshmen, and they don't. But after Barry Brown's layup, it was just Kentucky was stunned. Stunned. You know, and the so-called experts, well, Kansas State's probably the worst team left in the tournament, blah, blah, blah. Ninth seed, yeah, okay, well, ask Kentucky how bad they are. Like I said, Weber's teams are coached one way. Simple as that. And if you grind down to their pace, you're going to lose sometimes. And that's exactly what happened with K-State. To credit to the referees, they let them play because K-State's teams are physical. And, you know, when you look at it and you look at that start, and it did wake Kentucky up, but K-State was out 13-1. Before the game was 4 minutes old. And Kentucky closed and closed and closed. And they were down 33-29 at halftime. And you're saying to yourself, all right, so maybe they figured it out and the talent will out in the second half. But what ended up happening is mostly happens with Bruce Weber teams. And if you remember when he was up at Illinois, this was his hallmark as well. They kept getting stops. And like I said, that physicality, that one-on-one defense, ended up turning into one-on-one offense for Kentucky. And they weren't up to it. Because as bad as Kansas State shot with 35%, Kentucky didn't shoot any better. And like I said, all the stats lined up on Kentucky's side. 15 less free throws because of the defense. And look, you know, you want to look at what the officials called. They could have called a foul on literally almost every play, but they let them play to a point. It didn't really get chippy, but Kentucky was never able to loosen the shackles and get their game in gear. And that's what ended up costing them. They played to K-State. And like I said, 35% from the field, 15 fewer free throws, got out rebounded 38-29. They only had two guys in double figures. And this case, Kentucky team also lost it at the foul line. I talked about the lack of assists. They were 23 of 37 at the foul line at 16 of 42 from the field. Hello, bye. 15 turnovers. There's your answer right there. Now, Cal will start one and done all over again. We'll see who stays, who doesn't stay. There's a lot of money going out that door. But, you know, as far as it goes, Kentucky had their opportunity. But when you play to the other team's tempo, even with the superiorly talented team, you're going to lose some basketball games. And that's just the way it goes. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Kansas State goes on to face Loyola Chicago in what should be a terrific basketball game. Loyola Chicago is fearless. Fearless. Now, K-State, there's no mystery here. They're going to try to dictate to Loyola Chicago the same way that they did to Kentucky. And K-State blocked a lot of shots. They played superior defense. And, you know, whether or not Loyola can overcome that remains to be seen. But if Loyola plays up-tempo the way they want to play, as opposed to the level that Kansas State wants to play, Loyola's going to go to the Final Four. But if Weber's able to dictate, like he usually does, because he is that good of a coach, and it's funny, I'm on the blogs, and I'm reading Kansas State fans, K-State fans, criticizing him because he didn't play good enough offense. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This guy got you into the tournament. Look, every coach plays their own style. You're not getting five stars at Kansas State. They're not going to the Little Apple. You're getting players who are willing to work, have a bit of a chip on their shoulder, because they weren't recruited by the Dukes and the Kentuckys and the North Carolinas, and they're willing to listen to their coach. Now, you look at the difference between what Calipari had to do with this team. Just the contrast in the two schools. These freshmen couldn't figure it out until we were into January. That, hey, maybe coach is right. We got to get the other players on this team involved. At Kansas State, there's no such issue. They go in, they listen to the coach from Jump Street, and they buy into the system. This time, the result, talent didn't out. Coaching outed. Let's tap out right here. We're going to go to Tampico, pay a little visit to the weatherman right after this short timeout, and then continue with college basketball right after this timeout. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Dental Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Hey, mister. Will you just take a fellow American to a meal?
Such impudence never came my way.
Early this afternoon, I gave you money. While I was having my shoes polished, I gave you more money. Now you put the bite on me again. Do me a favor, will you? Go occasionally to somebody else. It's beginning to get tiresome. Oh, excuse me, mister. I never knowed it was you. I never looked at your face. I just looked at your hands and the money you gave me. Beg pardon, mister. I promise I'll never put the bite on you again.
This is the very last you get from me. Just to make sure you don't forget your promise, here's another peso.
Thanks, mister. Thanks.
But from now on, you have to make your way through life without my assistance.
Ooh! The Ted Pico update brought to you by our good friends at the Weather Channel. The Weather Channel, well, it'll save your ass. 80 degrees down in Tampico, Mexico for the high. Feels like 80, at least according to them. 70 right now for the low, and it feels like 70 according to them. It's not even a high UV day. It's perfect weather down there in Tampico, Mexico, which is the coolest city ever. Tampico, Illinois, well, it's already supposed to be past being the coldest city ever, but not the case. 50 for a high, 28 right now, which is also going to be their low. Feels like 21 because a little bit of wind blowing. They're even looking for a little bit of snow going into tonight. And believe me, I can relate up here. Tampico, Illinois, still the coldest city ever.
The rebound by Michigan. Here comes Simpson up the floor to the left side for Abdul Rahman. Rahman leads it for Matthews for three. It's good. They're on fire. The Wolverines on top, 33-12, with 8:26 to play here in the first half, and another timeout by Billy Kennedy.
Yeah. Yeah. That was John Beilein after the game yesterday because, man, he put a bitch slap on Texas A&M and Billy Kennedy like nobody expected, especially me. I'll tell you, when I'm wrong, I'm big time wrong, and I'll own up to it. And boy, was I wrong about this one. The Aggies were playing the best basketball in the tournament. Davis was on fire. He was getting the support from everybody. And Tyler Davis is the real deal. As I said, he's 6'10", 266. He's legit big boy. And he's going to play in the next level. I don't know if he's going to be a star, but he's going to play in the next level. And he and the rest of his teammates, I mean, he had a good game with his 24-8. But everybody around him got smoked. They got virtually nothing off the bench. Chandler gave him 7 in 17 minutes. But Texas A&M obliterated by Michigan, 99-72. This was 52-28 at halftime. I'm looking at this game. I'm bouncing back and forth between Loyola and Michigan. And I'm watching Michigan just drive the lane with impunity. And no support out on the perimeter. Michigan's making threes. They're making deuces. They're driving the lane. They're playing defense. And about halfway through the first half, A&M quit. The game was over. Nobody was running back on defense. And I'm not putting that on Kennedy. These kids just realized it wasn't going to be their night. And Michigan was balanced, balanced, balanced. Matthews was 8 of 11 for 18 points. Abdul Rahim was making shots at will. Three-pointers in the lane, whatever the circumstances were, with his 24 points. Here's a guy, another guy, senior, 6'4", 190. You don't think he's going to get a look? He may not be a first-round guy. He's going to get drafted in the second round, more than likely, or maybe back into the first round. But you want to take a flyer on somebody that might be able to give you something in the league? He's a guy. He shoots, he handles, he doesn't turn the ball over. 7 assists last night, 1 turnover. If you don't think that doesn't get the attention of NBA scouts, Moritz Wagner, who probably will come back, because I think he'll go undrafted. But he's also a legit 6'11", 245. And he had the assignment against Davis for most of the night and acquitted himself quite well. They were trading points. He dropped 21. Not much productivity off the bench, but they didn't have to because they were just whooping him like a rented mule. They shot 62% from the field. 58 from three, made 87% of their free throws. I mean, they got out-rebounded. That was the only stat where they came up short. 33-28. The reason being, they didn't miss any shots. I mean, I looked at this and I was saying to myself, all right, sometimes teams just get in a rhythm. And it wasn't like Michigan was playing bad ball. But don't forget, they needed a Hail Mary themselves to move on to this round. But, you know, I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, all right, you're not going to get bailed out at the buzzer in this game. And Kennedy had NM playing just extraordinary basketball going into the Sweet 16 matchup. And that's why I picked him. Yeah, I thought it was going to be a good game, but I thought A&M was going to pull away at the end. Boy, was I wrong. They just got obliterated. Michigan was physical. Michigan made their shots. Michigan rebounded. Michigan distributed the basketball. And every once in a while in these tournament games, you'll run into a situation where the players don't realize that it's happening to them. Like, they'll look at this and they'll say to themselves, all right, I got this. And you actually don't. And that's what happened here. They literally could not get out of their own way. They literally could not figure out what was going on or any way to stop it. And it was done. It was done. A lot of credit to Beilein for having his kids ready. I mean, no joke. They were good to go. And I was impressed. I was completely blown away by what they were able to do. And they're a real threat now. They're a legit threat in this tournament. Abdul-Rahim might be the best player left in the tournament on that side of the bracket. And Wagner gives them size. You got a guard that can shoot and a big man who can play, and you can do wonders in this tournament. Now, is it going to be a situation where, you know, they fold up now that they're in the eight? I don't know. I don't think so. Because there's just a ton going on with this team. They're going to get Florida State, which will be a nice matchup. And Florida State, as we'll get to here in a minute, did their job as well. But, you know, when you look at the run that Michigan is on right now, and again, had to sneak it to get in there on the 16. But the way they shot against a team that's known for defense in Texas A&M speaks volumes. Now, Florida State has incredible size, and we'll see whether or not that runs into it. But like I said, Abdul-Rahman, he can flat out play. Matthews can play. Mo Wagner, 21, dropped on him. I mean, woof. And every once in a while, you get a senior on a mission. And Abdul-Rahman is one of those guys right now. He wants to go out on a winning note, and they're smelling the finish line right now. You don't think these kids don't think they can beat Duke or Kansas, depending on who they end up with, or Nova, for that matter. If you don't think so, you ain't watching. 12 steals in the game. Xavier Simpson had 6. A&M had 10 turnovers in the first half. And, you know, again, there's not much to talk about here because they were done. They were done. By the way, they were partying in Berlin, boy, let me tell you. Bo Wagner's from Germany. And his mom and dad were at a local bar, evidently partaking. And they said the place was BS crazy. But nice job by the Wolverines. Wolverines! Nice job by Florida State as well, man. They shut me up. 75-60 over Gonzaga. Now, who expected that? Gonzaga just flat out got outplayed. Norvell Jr., 14 points, but it was on 4 of 16. Hachimura, same deal, 16 points, 5 of 12. There's one distinct advantage, and I know statistically it didn't show up, but if you watch the game, Florida State has big men inside. I'm not talking children. I'm talking men. And when you look at, and depending on the given day, now, Chris Kamaji, no big impact. But he's 7'4", 233 pounds. If you ain't thinking about him going down the lane, you better. Man, on the other hand, their shooting guard did exactly that. Shot it up. And got it done. They're a big team. Bigger than most. Their starters are all 6'6", 6'6". They got the 7'4" kid in the middle. They bring size off the bench. They got three guys playing 6'6", one guy playing 7 foot. They got a 6'9 freshman coming off the bench. You know, these are NBA size guys. Now, are they particularly talented? That's debatable. Mike Obiagu, same deal, 7-footer, 240 pounds. When you're throwing waves of big at you, most teams don't have one guy that's 6'10". This guy, this team has 2 7-footers and another guy who's 6'10". And then you're mixing in these big guards as well. That's just, teams can't match up with that. Now, Obiagu isn't a skilled offensive guy. I mean, yesterday he shot 2 of 2, but he had 6 boards in his 10 minutes. And Kamaje, he only played 11 minutes. But when you're 7'4", and he got into big-time foul trouble very fast. Gonzaga didn't mess around. They went right at him. But it didn't matter. Because Obiagu came off the bench to replace him. Like I said, you got waves of big. You have waves of big, you're going to do good things. Credit to Leonard Hamilton. Credit to Florida State. Bad on me for not looking at this team and saying, all right, they're better than what I thought they were. We'll wrap up this hour right after this short timeout on Black. You're not. Please don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack, wrapping up Hour 1. Again, credit to Leonard Hamilton and Florida State. They're going to move on. It's good stuff. Tournament is darn good stuff. And they're getting it done. They'll end up playing Michigan, which should be a terrific matchup. Hamilton's done a good job with this team. I got to give him credit. Not the greatest X's and O's coach, but I'll tell you what, he knows how to work with what he's got. And Florida State doing it, justifying their 9 seed. 9-3 Michigan. Should be interesting. Florida State hasn't woken up yet. They're not a Cinderella, but they're playing much better than most people thought they would. And again, you can't teach 7 foot. He's got 2 of them, and he's got another 6'10 dude. If they get anything out of them, and you know, this is reminiscent of Gonzaga a few years ago with Zach and what's his name, Sabonis. You know, it didn't matter. They had 2 7-footers in there. If one got into foul trouble or went down, they had another one to put in there. These guys aren't as skilled as the two of them were, but there was no issue here. They're in there. They're a presence. Defensively, they make you alter. You want to go at them like Gonzaga did? Yeah, you can get them in foul trouble. We'll get the other guy off the bench, and we'll put him in there. We'll see if you can get him in foul trouble, too. And yesterday didn't play out that way. Well, that's it for this hour. Hope you enjoyed it. A little Tampico for you. We miss that on a day-in, day-out basis. But we'll be back with more fun and frivolity right after this short time out. Listen to the news. It's important.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of the south of France, where reports are a gunman claiming allegiance to ISIS has fired shots and taken hostages at a supermarket. French security forces are also responding to a second incident about 15 minutes from the supermarket situation, where a policeman's been shot, but it's unclear if the two incidents are linked.
Well, it's still sinking in.
President Trump swapping out H.R. McMaster for John Bolton to be his national security advisor.
It's always an honor to serve our country, and I think particularly in these times internationally, it's a particular honor.
Bolton speaking there on Fox News. The U.S. Senate sending a $1.3 trillion government spending bill to the White House for the president's signature. It funds the government through September and averts what could have been another partial shutdown tonight at midnight. And this is USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. But tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. So, if drugs and alcohol are a problem in your life or the life of someone you care about, then isn't it time to make a change? The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed has successfully treated and helped over 50,000 people get their lives back. So if you're ready to make your change and be free from addiction to alcohol and drugs, then it is time for you to make a change. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple text on your mobile phone. Text the word RECOVER to 474747. That's the word RECOVER to 474747. And a caring Watershed treatment professional will help you make your change. Do it now. Just text the word RECOVER to 474747 or visit us at thewatershed.com.
A New York City firefighter killed in the line of duty last night by a fire on a movie set in Harlem. The FDNY says the call came in at about 11 p.m. Eastern Time. The site was being used to film a Bruce Willis Edward Norton film called Motherless Brooklyn. A new policy on transgender military troops to take effect today if President Trump approves it. The president wanted changes in the Obama-era policy of allowing transgender troops to serve openly. A 16-year-old girl shot at a Southern Maryland high school on Tuesday was taken off life support overnight. At an emotional news conference yesterday, Jalen Willie's mother, Melissa, was surrounded by Jalen's eight brothers and sisters and announced,
"She's brain dead and has no life left."
The girl was shot at Great Mills High School Tuesday by 17-year-old Austin Rollins, who died after exchanging gunfire with a school resource officer. A boy Rollins wounded has been released from the hospital. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 5 months, and I'm telling you, my sleep's improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life? Are you waiting for a better offer? Well, your wait's over. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can take advantage of the MyPillow 4-pack offer. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, you get 50% off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA.
After a cyber attack hits the city of Atlanta yesterday, possibly affecting thousands of citizens and businesses, the FBI and Homeland Security are now involved in the investigation. City officials say outages were reported yesterday on customer applications for bill pay and also for access to court documents. The Atlanta mayor says anyone who's done business with the city government recently could be at risk. Outgoing Secretary of State Rex Tillerson wraps up his time yesterday as America's top diplomat and emotionally bids farewell to the U.S. diplomatic corps at the State Department.
Everyone is important to the State Department. We're all just human beings trying to do our part.
President Trump firing Tillerson last week, CIA Director Mike Pompeo is to succeed him. Actor William Shatner calls out Facebook over a sponsored post that claims he's dead. The original Captain Kirk finds out about his alleged death on Wednesday from a fan on Twitter who tags the actor saying, "I thought you might want to know that you're dead." Shatner uses Twitter to call out the social media site.
"This ship is off course."
Shatner tweets at Facebook, "Hey, I thought you were doing something about this." Facebook contacts him saying they did remove the ad and they're sorry. The hoax coming as Facebook is under fire for a huge data gathering scandal. By the way, Shatner is this week celebrating his 87th birthday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, live is questionable, at least the way I'm feeling this morning, but I am here. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Man, it's amazing what shoveling when you're 63 years old will do to your back. And yeah, I had to get my car out yesterday so I could get around and do some things. And man, I was feeling it this morning. I popped a little Advil last night. Didn't really help all that much. I got to be honest with you. I ain't going to lie to you. However, I got my office set up a little more yesterday. It looks pretty good. I wish you could see it. We'll get a camera in here someday. We'll do the live camera thing and have it set up. Work on that, Darren. Get it sponsored. 1-800-878-PLAY is in front of our app. Bob Black, 71 at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, and for many of you, we know that it is. Doggers are out. Joggers are out. People are pushing the baby strollers. I kind of feel bad for those little kids. They got no say in the matter. They can't talk. Well, hey, Mom, it's cold out. Get your hind end back to the house. Give me a bottle. I want some applesauce. Nope. They're pushing them along in a stroller, making sure they get that fresh air and sunshine. Good, because by age 5, they're going to be done with that anyway. They'll be playing video games. But, you know, look, we only get you for a brief period of time. Everybody is plugged into a device. That's the thing I really enjoy out here in Venetian Boulevard, is just watching people head towards the water each and every day, and whether they're walking their dog or walking their kid or getting the spouse off to work or whatever the circumstances were, kids out to school. Man, these kids in New York, they're going to be going to school till July because of the snow days that they've had this year. But with that being said, everybody's plugged into something. And when you're plugged into something, we want you listening to us. And whether it's on iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, whatever the circumstances are, they all have, all you got to do is / talk. They have the listen live capacity. You can archive whatever your circumstances are and listen to what you want to listen to. It only gets you for a brief period of time, maybe 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever the circumstances are. So listen to us here on the Sports Attack. For us, the most important thing, the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls, they're out there each and every day. And they're overseas. Ron talks about it all the time. People in Afghanistan listening at night. They listen here on this show as well. So if you're tuned in, let me tell you something. We love you. We appreciate you. Stay out of harm's way. We're heading to the exit ramp right now. Going to listen to a couple of commercials, which pay the bills, which keeps us on the air, which et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to ComScore total visits.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
1-point Kansas State lead. This is an 8-0 Kentucky run.
Full court pressure, man to man. Now they drop back into a zone out of the full court man pressure Kentucky does.
Now back into that 2-3. Left wing Stokes. The noise level getting higher and higher here at Phillips Arena. 10 to shoot. Brown kicks it out. McGurl from downtown. Got it. There's the silencer from Mike McGurl, the freshman with ice water in his veins.
That's the way to silence the crowd a little bit.
33-29 K-State.
Now more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome back to the Attack. Black, you. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878. Here's a little trivia for you. Where's the Final Four being held and a national championship game this year? Like I said, so little juice in this tournament. Maybe it starts to amp up a little bit as we head towards that city that I'm not going to mention. Drop it on Twitter. We got a guest at 9:40, which will be nice. As soon as I find his name. I'm still working it. John Leonidakis. Leonidakis. We've had him on before. He's done documentaries on women trying to break into professional baseball and how they've been shut out. We've talked at length with him about the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, you know, from League of Their Own, Maybelle Blair and Shirley Berkovich. But he's also written another book, Baseball Pioneers. The Sweet Spot is the documentary. And baseball season's right around the corner. You'd never know it from up here. But we'll be talking to him a little bit at 40 after the hour, which is fine. But until then, a little bit more college basketball and NFL football as movement is still continuing and some mainstays of certain teams are going bye-bye. And yet again, it possibly, probably, maybe can alter the course of this upcoming draft. And up here it was local. It was Dave Gettleman. Jets also had a pretty significant signing as well. At least I think it was significant. And we'll find out as they try to accumulate weapons going forward. We got some matchups, some previews as we go forward tonight. And since I got them pretty much all wrong yesterday, why shouldn't I have that happen again today? We've got Clemson and Kansas, number 6 against number 1. Kansas has been quietly effective. Just quietly effective. In this tournament. Not bad. Not great. But people are paying attention to Clemson. They're 25-9. You know, Brad Bromwell, who people would not run know him if they ran him over with their car. Nobody knows who he is. You coach in the ACC, and they talk about Roy Williams, and they talk about Coach K, and they talk about Jim Boeheim, and they talk about, and that's good. And they're talking about Bill Self. They ain't talking about Brad Bromwell. And Bromwell's very happy about that because all the attention is on the other side of the court. And when you look at the resumes of who they could be facing, Coach K's got 5 titles, 12 Final Fours. Self has a national title, 2 Final Fours. Boeheim has a title, 5 Final Fours. Meanwhile, Clemson's in the Sweet 16 for the first time since 1997. And Bromwell's a guy, we've interviewed him before on this show, who has coached Wright State and UNC Wilmington, that's when we interviewed him, into tournament appearances. And he's getting his due. And their team plays defense. They smoked Auburn 84-53 against a pretty good Bruce Pearl team. Clemson plays defense. 18th nationally in defending shots. They allow opponents to shoot just 40% on average. They play a 3-guard offense. Marquise Reed, Gabe DeVoe, and Shelton Mitchell. The league's competitive. They play in the ACC. This is no fluke team. And if Kansas looks past them, they're going to be in trouble. But here's where the advantage comes in. As a BK, they're 7-footer. Had an MCL strain in the tournament, Big 12 tournament. Played 22 minutes against Seton Hall, had 10.7 boards. He makes 77% of his shots. Clemson has no answer for that. And they match up. They play 4 guards with the big man in the middle. Going to be hard. Kansas has been had. You know, Oklahoma State took them twice in the offseason. In the regular season, I should say. And they matched up guard on guard because they didn't have any big men. They got an oofy doofy playing the middle. So we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I like Kansas in the game just because basically it's matchup on matchup and Clemson has no answer for the big. But they best beware. Same with Nova. I had Huggy going out in the previous round, but they get West Virginia tonight, 1-5, and Nova's just playing good basketball. They have great guard play. They hit their threes. That's Huggy's nightmare. That's Huggy's nightmare. I'll tell you what, over the last few years, Big 12 has gotten a lot of teams in the tournament, and they haven't shown particularly well. They got 3 alive right now. They're showing well. I think it stops here up in Boston. But we'll find out. I mean, the only thing that Nova might have issues with is complacency. They, unlike Virginia, beat their 16 seed easily, 87-61 with Radford. And they beat Alabama and Colin Sexton, 81-58. It was pretty easy. Jay Wright's one of the best coaches in the country. Now, I remember when he was out here in Long Island at Hofstra, and he took the move to Villanova. And Villanova had been down for a while post-Raleigh. They hadn't been able to get themselves righted. No pun intended. And I wondered if he was dooming himself going forward. And it took a few years for him to get the program turned around. And he was starting to feel some heat. Fortunately, the administration was patient because they were still winning and they were still getting into the tournament. But they weren't having big-time success. And all of a sudden it clicked. And they got the championship. Now they're perennial. West Virginia is no joke. They get extra possessions because of their defense. They run, and they average 80 points a game. The experience is going to help. A lot of upperclassmen with Nova. Jalen Brunson's going to play in the NBA. And by the way, if you're one of those teams that perhaps falls out of the lottery, because I would imagine he's going to come out this year, you better take a good look at Jalen Brunson. He shoots accurately. He makes free throws. He shoots three-pointers. He averages about 40%. This year he even upped it. He's up 42%. Shot 53% from the field this year. And a lot of assists. You know, he's not going to be a lottery guy, but he's going to fall right outside of it. And if you need a point guard, that's not a bad direction to go in. We point our direction towards the exit ramp. Commercial time. We'll be back.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Biasi will snap it. Lee will hold it. Sweeps the leg and connects. The Giants shock the Chiefs. 12-9. The final in overtime.
Play clock at 2. Stafford takes a snap. Throws over the middle. Caught. Touchdown. Hauling it in, Eric Ebron. Third touchdown of the season for Ebron.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. Giants Chiefs bringing us in, and certainly one of the teams that have been more active in the offseason has certainly been the Giants and the Chiefs. And Giants letting go of a mainstay yesterday. Jason Pierre-Paul out the door. And he's going to the Tampa Bay Bucks for this year's third and this year's fourth. Everybody's speculating now that with the number two pick, Giants are going to grab Bradley Chubb, which makes sense. But we'll also find out whether or not that's accurate. They could still trade out. Like I said, the draft changing literally each and every day. And we'll find out what happens. The trade was kind of out of the blue. Doesn't help their salary cap this much. They've got, at least this year, they have $15 million of dead money. But they saved $2.5 million, which will help them a little bit. And they're going to move forward. And out with the old, in with the new. The only one that's going to be left from the old guard when it's all said and done is Eli. And they're going to go with him this year and possibly next year. Current consensus is Cleveland is going to draft Sam Darnold. We'll see. But he had his pro day, and everybody loved what they saw. And he's the prototypical NFL quarterback, 6'4", 220, big arm. Okay, well, there are other quarterbacks that fit that mold, too, in Josh Allen and Josh Rosen. But we'll see. Now, could Dave Gettleman trade out? He's not adverse to it. He could do it if he gets the mother load. And if somebody's targeting a specific quarterback, maybe he does. Could it still be Saquon Barkley? I absolutely believe it could be. But now that they traded Jason Pierre-Paul, the question is, as they go to a 3-4 defense away from the 4-3, you're going to have Olivier Vernon on the right side. You're going to have Snacks Harrison in the middle. Who plays the left? Now, Chubb is 6'4", 269 pounds. But James Betcher plays a 3-4. Are you going to play him at linebacker? Now, he did stand up at times in college. But I got to tell you something. I like the way Gettleman's going about business. Now, there's a lot of people, they love Jason Pierre-Paul. He was able to come back from the firework injury. Relatively effective. He had 8 sacks last year. I think his best football is behind him. He certainly doesn't fit a 3-4 scheme. He fits a 4-3 scheme. And it's going to work for him, at least work better for his abilities down in Tampa. Now, I don't know how the Giants are going to play this out. Again, your outside guys, it's about tying up so your linebackers can make plays. They got Eric Ogletree. They continue to upgrade the linebacker position. But if they're going to get to the quarterback, they've got to have some pass rush coming from the outside, and Chubb falls into that category. 6'4", 269 pounds. I've watched the highlights. I've watched tape on him. He covers ground. There's no question about it. They've already had a private workout with him. There's a lot of teams that are hot and heavy for him. But Jets are sitting at 3. They're going quarterback. If Denver wants to go quarterback or if they're targeting a specific player, they could come to the Giants. Cleveland's still sitting there at number four. If there's additional movement, they'll get Saquon Barkley. And then watch out, because they're going to be playing some serious football up in Cleveland. But I still think ultimately the Giants go with Saquon Barkley. I do. Just the reason being, it would balance their offense. And with all due respect to Isaiah Crowell and Stewart, Stewart's best days are behind him. Can he 1-2 with Crowell? Yeah, I guess he could. But that Giant defense is still needing work and still needing upgrading. They're going to have to score points. They're going to have to score points. And I don't know if they can do it without having an elite running back in the backfield. Isaiah Crowell's a good running back. Stewart was a good running back. He still has some mileage left on the tread, but not much. Saquon Barkley, with the additions that they made to the offensive line, will give them an electricity in that backfield that they haven't had in a long, long time. And again, I'm not so sure that their defense and the personnel that they have is able to get it done. Will it be Romeo Okwara? It could be. Could it be Kerry Wynn? It could be. They can do it with depth. Snacks is going to clog the middle. And Olivier Vernon, hopefully, will rebound off of what was an average year last year. Seven sacks. You know, it wasn't great, wasn't bad, just average. But when you look at it, and you look at JPP moving, I mean, you think about it. The longest tenured defensive starter is Landon Collins, who they drafted 2 years ago. That's pretty amazing. That's pretty amazing. The 3-4, I mean, look, all defenses are fluid at this point in time. And the base is going to be a 3-4, but they'll still have 4-3 concepts. Kareem Martin's going to be starting as an outside linebacker. Ogletree's going to be in a mix. Josh Morrow's going to be in the back. Olivier Vernon and Kareem Martin are going to be their outside backers. Harrison's going to be Snacks. Inside linebackers are going to be Alec Ogletree and B.J. Goodson, both of which can run. So this gets interesting. They're trying to get faster. They're trying to get better. So could I see Chubb going at number two? Yeah, I could. Sure, I could. But it's no guarantee. I like I said, I like what Gettleman is doing just because of the fact there seems to be a lot of smokescreen up there. And he's making people guess. And look, you know, when you have the number two pick, and I, you know, he may fool everybody and grab a quarterback if there's somebody he's particularly in love with. But it doesn't look like it. But if he can bring home the mother load. Now, I had them projected trading out with Buffalo, depending on, you know, who got picked where. But they may just sit still at this point in time. Grabbing the three and grabbing the four. They gave up their own three. But grabbing the three and grabbing the four in a deep draft is going to allow them to address a lot of issues. And if somebody's willing to pay the price and come up, let's say, for example, Denver, if there's a specific quarterback that they want to grab in front of the Jets, and with their number five, they go up to number two with a first round and 2 second rounds, Giants will do it. And they'll get their running back at the top of the second round. And at the five, it puts them in position to grab either Chubb or Quentin Nelson. And they'll get their running back. They'll get one of the Georgia kids. They'll get the kid out of USC, whoever they think is valid, in the second round. And they'll have a bunch of picks. So, fun. I love this stuff. I love this stuff. Terrell Pryor agrees to term with the Jets. You know, Terrell was shopping around a little bit, and nobody was really interested. Now, they had him ranked as the 33rd overall free agent. I don't get it. He had the breakout year with Cleveland where he went over 1,000 yards. It didn't work out with the Redskins, but, you know, I get it. The guy's a pretty good receiver. I'm not saying he's a number one, but he's a solid number two. John Lee and Adakis, right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Shifting gears from football to baseball, man. Looking out the window in the snow, and the snow that I was shoveling yesterday, you wouldn't know that baseball is right around the corner, but it is. And we are joined by John Leonidakis, who is celebrating women in baseball. March is Women's History Month, and he's a filmmaker, he's an author, and he joins us here on The Attack. Good morning, John. Nice to have you back.
Good to be back with you, Bob.
Well, things are going on. You're based out of New York, aren't you?
No, Los Angeles.
Oh, I hate you. Oh, man. Well, you're getting rain out there, but here we're shoveling it. And Baseball Pioneers, you got a brand new book. Talk to us a little bit about it.
That's right. The book is a companion to our television series, The Sweet Spot, A Treasury of Baseball Stories on Amazon. And we wanted to make our project a multimedia project to go beyond the television series. So we took a number of the transcripts from our interviews for the series, and we edited them and condensed them. And this is the first volume, and it's called Baseball Pioneers, True Stories of Guts and Glory as Told by Pioneering Men and Women of the Game. And what makes this book unique, Bob, is that four of the six pioneers are women.
Yeah, I noticed that. And let's talk about them a little bit before we get into a couple of the obvious people in Jackie Robinson and Jim Mudcat Grant, although Mudcat isn't as obvious as people would think. Talk about Justine Siegel a little bit.
Well, Justine, by the way, I want to note that the book is available on Amazon. Justine Siegel is a bona fide pioneer in that she was the first woman to pitch batting practice to a major league team. That was the Indians in 2011. She was the first woman to be hired as a coach by a major league team, which was when she was the pitching coach for the Oakland A's fall ball team in 2015. But I think most importantly, Justine leads this organization called Baseball for All, which creates opportunities for girls and women in baseball at any level. And she has a national tournament every year. I think this is the fourth year they're doing it, and they get over 200 girls from Canada and the United States to participate in an all-girls tournament age 6 to 16. And this really is kind of a grassroots effort and really the kind of thing we need to see growing up around the United States to help combat the issue of gender discrimination in baseball. Because once girls age out of Little League, they're sort of automatically shunted away into softball or other sports.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You talked about pitching batting practice is one thing. Coaching players, and I don't care what league it is, women coaching men players is a different story altogether. How did they react to her in the fall league?
She said she was welcomed with open arms. You know, her attitude was, you know, the men do listen when you know what you're talking about and you care about them. And she knows an awful lot about pitching. She was a pitcher herself until her teen years when she was told she could no longer play baseball with boys. So she turned to coaching, and she's done a heck of a job.
Perry Barber, interesting subject. Umpires take enough abuse. Doesn't matter, male, female, whatever the circumstances are. But female, I would imagine, she must have gotten her share.
She did. You know, she's a remarkable story because she's a Jeopardy champion. She also, her first career was as a singer-songwriter, and she opened for Hall & Oates and Bruce Springsteen. So she's
nice.
A pretty accomplished person, but she got bored with that, and her mother suggested umpiring, and she had been reading about baseball and fell in love with it. She's been umpiring for 36 years, and she has worked around the world. She does a lot of work in the Grapefruit League. She does a lot of Major League Baseball spring training. But she runs the entire gamut of the baseball world. And, you know, and she's 5'2". So she's diminutive, but she's also large and in charge. I've seen her call a few games. And she knows the rules, and she controls the game very, very well.
And you have two other women involved, at least two that you listed here, Maybelle Blair and Shirley Berkovich. People who've watched League of Their Own, they know the story of that. But in the long term of their lives, how did playing in the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League impact them well into their adulthood?
It was a defining moment of their lives, and it's their most cherished part of their lives. And, you know, I think Shirley was 16 when she started in 1948 or 49. And they have such a passion and love for the game. They continue to work as ambassadors for girls and women in baseball, and they travel the country to various events. As a matter of fact, they came to my book signing event last week, and they tell amazing stories, and people just flock to them. But they are hardcore baseball people. They hate the DH, and they hate aluminum bats.
Well, I'm in accord with that, but you raise an interesting point there. Now, they're traveling the country and hopefully making some money off it, because let's be honest about it, we all have bills to pay. How are they supported, or are they supported by Major League Baseball as ambassadors?
I'm not really aware that they are directly supported by Major League Baseball. I think Major League Baseball is aware of them, and you know, their sort of a journey around the country to speak out and be a part of this movement. I know Major League Baseball has a diversity division, and they're trying to be more inclusive of women in the game. Of course, they've got a long road to hoe as far as that is concerned. But they do a lot of work in concert with Justine Siegel and Baseball for All, and that involves a lot of different activities around the country.
Yeah, but I mean, my point is money talks and BS walks, and you know, it's all great to have a department about diversity and all that kind of stuff, but you got to back it up. And I, you know, again, I understand that you don't know how far they go with that, but as you said, a long road to hoe. And I would imagine that if these women are out there, hopefully they're not paying out of pocket to go support things around the country.
Yeah, I mean, getting back to your question, Major League Baseball realizes that it's the lack of women involved in baseball, whether it's on the field or in the executive level, or have any kind of meaningful role in the game, is a huge black eye. And you know, they're playing catch up. There's women referees in the NBA and the NFL, and we're a long way away from seeing women umpire in Major League Baseball. There's two of them down at Single A in the Gulf Coast League. You know, if they get up to the majors, hopefully they will. It's not going to be for another 5 to 7 years. But they've got a big problem. Only 30% of the crowd at Major League Baseball games is women. They have not put the welcome mat out for girls and women. And that starts with getting kids playing baseball at a young age and letting them continue to play baseball, not softball, all through high school and college, just like boys. And that's part of the big cultural barrier that's being struggled with.
John Leonidakis joining us here in the attack. Well, see, it to me, it speaks of part of the problem with Major League Baseball. Now, to me, football is a dying sport. Because unless they figure out a way to keep a brain from sloshing around inside of a skull, parents are not going to allow their kids to play football in the not-too-distant future. You're already seeing it on the local level where they're having a hard time fielding teams in Pop Warner and various different things involving Little League football, for lack of a better phrase. Basketball has embraced it, and they're the fastest-growing sport in the world. Soccer, huge worldwide. Baseball could be exactly the same thing. The only thing to me that is a detriment for baseball is the fact that it's expensive to play. You've got to buy gear in order to be able to play the sport. Baseball is missing the boat. It's not about speeding up the game. It's because there's no difference between a 3-hour and 13-minute game and a 2-hour and 56-minute game. You know, I mean, what they're looking to do is ridiculous. What you need to do is get people out to the ballpark, because at that point in time, they will fall in love with the game. And to reinforce your point, 30% of the crowd is women. They need to get that up to 50%, and the game will be perfectly fine going forward.
Not only that, their other problem is their core audience is male, age 50 and older, and white. So they've got a lot of work to do to get their audience and their fan base to be an accurate reflection of the people here in this country. There's a lot of women out there that love baseball,
right,
but a lot of them are older, and that's also the other issue for baseball, is getting younger generations involved. And you're right, it's not about speeding up the clock. Part of the problem is, you mentioned earlier, is that the sport of baseball has become a gentrified experience for kids. Little League used to be you show up with a bat and a ball and a glove, you got something going on. Now you got all this money to pay for travel teams and special coaching and all these guys who do these little portfolios of kids that go on the internet so they can sell them to college. It's become big business. And, you know, and a lot of people are turning away from baseball, especially players of color, because they have more opportunities to get scholarships for football and basketball than they do for baseball.
No question about it. And look at what you need for the other sports. I mean, I'm sure you've traveled extensively. I've traveled the world myself. You know, you could go into any town anywhere in the world and you could see a balled up thing of rags or a rock or something, and you can play the particular sport, soccer, basketball, whatever the circumstances are. That's all you need. And you don't need anybody else to play with. You know, remember the pitch back in baseball?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, to me, I spent hours in front of that, hitting that small target, trying to build up my arm strength. I was a pretty good fielder, and I could throw like a rocket. I couldn't hit, which is why I never went any further. They don't emphasize that level of anything in baseball, and I think that's why it's dying. But what was your first experience in going to a ballpark?
I went to a night game in Candlestick Park in 1965, sat in the left field bleachers with my dad, and we watched the St. Louis Cardinals and the Willie Mays San Francisco Giants tangle. You know, but getting back to childhood baseball, the simplicity of baseball, wiffle ball. You got a yellow bat, yeah, a plastic ball. And what has happened to baseball is, as usual, it is ruined by the adults. Remember when we were kids? We didn't need the adults there to umpire our games. We didn't need them to tell us what needed to do. We had a blast without those people.
Yep. No question about it. But just think about how you entailed in detail your first experience at a baseball park. And I remember mine as well. I won two tickets through selling Boy Scout candy. And my dad and I went to the old Yankee Stadium. And it was obstructed view with a pillar. He made me sit behind the pillar. But I remember the game like it was yesterday. And that's what you need to do in order to get kids involved in the game, was have your parents take you out to the ball game. Because once you go, you will never look back. It's amazing to me. Talk about the series on Amazon a little bit.
Sure. The Sweet Spot, a treasury of baseball stories. This is really the first documentary series exploring the human side of baseball. Our mission is to preserve baseball history, celebrate a love of the game, and share rarely heard stories that transcend sport and capture the imagination. In short, we capture and curate great stories missed by big media. You know, you talked about Mudcat Grant. He told us something I'd never heard before, was that some white catchers intentionally sabotaged him because they didn't want a black pitcher to do well. So these are the sorts of things we're looking at, on top of gender discrimination and racism. And we're also going to have more stories out there from former players and coaches. So we've got a very bold, eclectic stew to offer people, and we've got three seasons of binge-worthy content. And Amazon Prime members watch for free.
That's a beautiful thing. Throw me a little social media before we let you out the door, where we can find everything and anything involving John Leonidakis.
Thank you. Well, first of all, we've got our website. That's thesweetspot.tv. You can do a deep dive there. We're also on Twitter. We're also on Instagram. And we are also on Facebook. And the book is called Baseball Pioneers, and you can find it on Amazon today.
Well, I still hate you because you're in Los Angeles, but if you come to the East Coast, I'll hand you a shovel and you can help me get my car out, at least this week. It was great having you on, as always. And down the line, enjoy the season, number one, and continued success, number two.
Well, thanks, Bob. And when you come out to L.A., we've got a beach towel waiting for you.
Oh, nice. That's what I need, bikinis and beach. That's an okay thing. Thanks for the time, man.
Take care. Thanks, Bob.
You got it. John Leonidakis here on The Attack. Good stuff. Binge watch. He hit that perfectly. Go to Amazon TV. Binge watch. It's well worth it, particularly with baseball season coming up. If you're a fan, baseball has a big problem, and it's called demographics. It's not time. It's not pitching. It's demographics. Let's tap out right here. When we come back, we'll wrap it up here in The Attack. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Do you use
the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Draft's about 30 days away. It's nice to talk a little baseball with John, and we appreciate him coming on. Thank him very much. Johnny Manziel worked out in front of 13 teams. Interesting that Johnny Manziel, who washed out of the league, and Colin Kaepernick, who protested out of the league, are getting two different levels of attention. Kaepernick working out down in the Houston area. Nobody cared. And watching University of San Diego's pro day, and they allowed Johnny Manziel to come in and play and throw. Pats, Bears, Browns, Chargers, Giants, Chiefs, Jets, Raiders, Titans, Lions, Jags, Panthers, and Buccaneers. Now, I don't know if he's going to get signed. I've heard a number of people, you got to go back up to Canada and prove yourself all over again. And all right. Johnny Manziel's 25 years old. With a substance abuse problem. He seems to have straightened it out. Now, a couple of the guys that were working out, Justin Priest, Ross Dwelly, didn't have a quarterback to throw to them, so Johnny threw to them. It was a win-win. All accounts, he looked really sharp. He's married, which I didn't even know. He's at home with his wife and his dogs. I think he's going to get a chance. He's going to play in the Spring League. The CFL Hamilton Wyatt Tiger Cats hold him. He's rubbed people the wrong way, but he seems to have figured it out. I mean, this was a number one pick. He doesn't have a weak arm. I've seen that in various different accounts. He doesn't. But you know something? If you're looking for a backup to Phillip Rivers or somebody of that ilk, why not? Take a chance on him. Maybe he's your next guy. You never know. What I do know is we're out of here. Again, thanks to John Leonidakis. Thanks to Scotty for keeping it on the air, and thanks to you. Have a great day, everybody.